Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. So why does all of this matter? Why does Christmas matter? Why do we make such a big deal about it? Stores redecorate, people redecorate, they put up all kinds of lights and send their electrical bills soaring. Why do people take off December 24 and 25? Why are stores closed on those days? Why do we have special events like this? Why does all of this matter? What is Christmas all about? Well, there are several different responses that people might have to that if they stop and think about why we're celebrating Christmas. Someone might stop and say, well, the reason that we have all this Christmas stuff and all of these traditions and the trees and the lights and all those things is because it brings back good memories. All of those traditions bring back good memories of days long, long ago, of dreams of a white Christmas. All kinds of things that we remember as children, Christmas cookies and trees and bells and sleigh rides and all kinds of things like that. And they say that's why we celebrate Christmas, to bring back those good memories. And these sorts of traditions are good. It's a blessing to have them. But is that really why Christmas was invented? Because we needed to have a little fun in the winter when things got cold and dark, that we needed some light and joy and happiness? Was that really the reason that we invented Christmas? Now someone else will respond and say, oh no, it wasn't because of that. This is just a commercial holiday. People invented it to make money. Well, in response to that cynicism, we have to say, no, that isn't the reason that Christmas came about. People didn't just invent it to make money and to sell things from Black Friday through Christmas Eve. No, there must be something else. Well, someone else will say, oh no, Christmas is there for another reason. It's because of all the Scrooges in the world. People like Ebenezer Scrooge need to learn that to be generous and kind, to give up some of their money and to care for others, to think of what others might want and others might need. Or it's because we want to have good stories of self-sacrifice, like the gift of the Magi, when a husband and a wife or poor sell the most precious possession that they have to buy something for the other person. Now, these are wonderful stories and wonderful reminders that we need to be generous with what we have been given. But is this really the reason that Christmas was invented? So that we can encourage people to be generous? If that's the case, we should have all kinds of days like that throughout the year to encourage generosity and kindness and self-sacrifice. What really is the reason for Christmas? It's because of a real historical event that we heard about in our epistle reading for today. When the fullness of time had come, God sent forth His Son, born of woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law. In the fullness of time, God came down to become a man in the womb of the Virgin Mary, to take on our human flesh, so that He could live in that flesh in our shoes, walk in our own shoes as a person, dealing with the temptations of Satan, dealing with the temptations of this world, and that He could live the way we were supposed to live, the way that God had created us to live in the beginning, but which we failed all the way from the first man, from Adam, until now. Jesus came to live as we should have lived. Where we failed, He did right. Where we broke the Ten Commandments, He kept them. Where we don't live in perfect faith in our Heavenly Father, He did. Where we don't live in perfect love for others, He did. And then what's more, having done all of this perfectly and endured all the pain and the suffering and all the temptations and all the difficulty in this world, He went to the cross. That baby was born in the fullness of time so that he could come and redeem those who were under the law, so that he could suffer and die in our place on the cross, so that he could be punished by the Father instead of us, so that he could meet the wrath of God where we should have met it, so that he could be forsaken by the Father on the cross and suffer hell on the cross, so that we do not have to suffer hell forever. Jesus did all of this for us when the fullness of time had come. And at Christmas we celebrate that the Savior, Christ the Lord, came into our human flesh. Yes, Christ Mass, Christmas, is about the Christ, the one, Jesus Christ, who came to bear the sins of the world. We rejoice that the one, the Savior, came. We often like to put our hope and our trust in people and things of this world and say, this person is the one. That one politician is the one who is going to rescue us, who is going to do what we need. And then we're often disappointed. Or that one program, that one thing in this world, that's the thing that's going to help me or help the world or save us. But no. The Christ was Jesus who came at Christmas to bear our sins and be our Savior. The only one who could fulfill the law and suffer death for us and then rise on the third day, because he was coming to address the sin and the evil and the suffering and the death in this world. Because that's what we really need. It's for someone to pay for our sins so that death is done away with, so that we can live forever. And Christ, by his resurrection, says that death has been defeated, and we can live forever with him. All who are baptized into his name and believe in him, we can live forever with him. Because there is nothing else in the world, no other Christmas traditions that are going to bring back the loved one whose spot is empty at your table. All the Christmas traditions, making the food that they made, doing the things that they did at Christmas, all the things that you missed so much in the last 2 days, because they were not there, because their spot was empty. They're not going to be brought back by all of those Christmas traditions. Grandma or grandpa, mom or dad, brother or sister, cousin, aunt or uncle, they're not going to come back because of the traditions, because of money, or because we are nice and generous to one another. The only person, the only one who can give us the hope that those who are there at the Christmas dinner table and we ourselves can live forever and be together at a feast again, forever. The only one who can give us that confidence and hope to raise the dead is Jesus Christ. The one who came as a baby at Christmas to redeem us. He is the Savior who is Christ the Lord. This is what Christmas is about. It's about this Christ who came and who will come again in glory to raise the dead, and who comes even now in the Lord's Supper. And this is the Mass in Christ Mass. That Mass is another name for the Lord's Supper. And to celebrate the Christ Mass, we come to the Christ and gather around the Christ when he comes to us now, not as a little baby anymore, but comes as the one who has already been crucified for our sins and risen again and gives us that crucified and risen body and blood for our forgiveness, to forgive our sins and to give us new life. And now may the peace of God that passes all understanding guard and keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.